today is a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new marketing channel, have a message you want to share with the world, or you just think it would be way cool to have your own talk show, I promise you, podcasting is an easy, fun, and inexpensive way to expand your reach online. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and the best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Just think, within minutes of finishing your recording, you would be able to upload and list your show on multiple major podcast directories, such as Google Podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon Music, and more. I promise you, podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners. And the team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you to succeed. So come join over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out into the world. And when you follow the link in the show notes, it lets Buzzsprout know I sent you to them. And you will get a $20 Amazon card when you sign up for a paid plan. So go ahead and get started expressing yourself with your own podcast show. Grand risings and run-ins, family, and welcome back to our Joy in the Midst of It All podcast show. I am your host, Amina Amarachi. First off, my apologies for my delay in getting this week's episode posted by yesterday. It's being posted today. I have been in my spring ordering and cleaning mode, opening up to new pathways forward and awaiting the arrival of our new family member who is due tomorrow. So count it to my head and to live in my life fully and not my heart. Now let's continue our journey. There comes a time along the way in which we all have or may find ourselves looking out for someone other than ourselves. It may be our favorite furry friend, our child or children, our beloved, our human friends, a member of our faith center, a parent, a relative, or even a neighbor. Upon embarking upon this pivotal moment, some of which happened by surprise, we realize that our life's journey is truly never 100% just about us. The universe is a tapestry of interconnected occurrences, some expected, others unexpected, which unfold before us with divine synchronicity that become this journey we call life. It is during these pivotal points, those moments along our journey, that we realize we are now having to shift into a space, a place, or a role, if you will, that we may or may not feel well prepared for, depending on the circumstances placed before us. You know, becoming a caregiver. Today's episode, I just became a caregiver. Now what? The year? Any year in which you or your loved ones welcomed a newborn or new family member into your lives. Any year that your loved one received word of a health challenge that might be one in which they need more support than they thought they would. Or any year that you get a call, you know, that call from a dear old friend who may not have any living family members, and they ask if you would be there by their side as they traverse the fight for their life. Go ahead and flash back to your own pivotal introductory year into caregiving. The date, circa the first time I became responsible for someone else's care other than my own. That's a question for you too. If, in fact, we were actually fully taking care of our own selves up until that point. Universal joke and growth opportunity with a blessing in the end all at once. Can't beat that. The scene. One morning after arriving back down home, I was sitting in the living room looking out our family's big picture window. Our daddy was still getting ready for the day. The day was beautiful. It had been about 3 weeks or so after laying our mama to rest, and the house was now quiet, i.e. sans the coming and going of family and friends who were blessing us with their love, prayers, good memories, support, and condolences on the passing of our mom, had tapered off. The story. I had begun looking around for places to rent, you know, my own space before I moved back down home. Yet, well, as you already know, those who have been on this podcast journey with me since day one, and for those of you who are joining us for the first time, that call from our mama, rest in peace, mama, changed every plan I had. Smile. So, after laying our mama to rest, I still needed to go back to where I had been living to gather up my things. Oh, and of course, my car. So there was the planning of a flight, i.e. our daddy's first time on a plane since embarking upon his Alzheimer's journey. Squaring away schedules and praying that the solo 12-hour drive back home, down home, without daddy being able to be his usual long-haul road adventure co-pilot would go smoothly. We are forever grateful for our parents taking us out of our hometown to visit places near and far. I have been blessed to witness each of our younger generations travel at even much younger ages and to further distances than we did. A true blessing that paid off for all of us later in life, i.e. going beyond our comfort zones to explore new places, meet new people, and enjoy new experiences was well worth it. Thanks, Mama and Daddy. Now, I don't recall if it was on this particular trip or another one, but let's just say it involved an eel. Yeah, that's a whole nother story and a trip for the books. More on that adventure in another episode. Stay tuned for more right after our first spotlight moment. Today's spotlight moment for number one is about a book that I was blessed to receive. When I first reached out for support, someone gave me the standard book, which I won't call its name. Let's just say that the title alone as a new caregiver, for me, it just made me weary. And by nature, I am always aiming in the direction of seeking the upbeat of hope. So, as a first-time caregiver, particularly if you're caring for a loved one who's journeying through Alzheimer's, add this book right here. Alzheimer's 911, Help, Hope, and Healing for the Caregivers by Frena, F-R-E-N-A, Gray Davidson, D-A-V-I-D as in dog, S-O-N, to the top of your list. After reading her book, I knew I would be okay on this caregiving journey. I will leave the link in the show notes for you to see. Thank you, Mrs. Gray Davidson, for being a blessing. Now, back to our show. Welcome back, family. So, long after our return road trip from up north, yep, we made it back safely and all went well. It was as if Daddy kicked in when I told him we were going on a road trip rather than fly back down home. We listened to our favorite music, reminisced, laughed, ate, and had a great time. Now, back to people watching, as our daddy would call it. Even if there were no people to watch, I have come to understand it as code phrase for sitting in one place, preferably on a front porch back in the day, or in front of your big picture window, to just be. I.e. commune with nature, listen to God whisper in your heart, and admire the blessings of life in the scenery that sets itself before us. Taking a break, to be exact. Well, on this particular people watching day, as Daddy made his way down the stairs and into the front room, you seasoned listeners know that phrase, I'm sure, right? Yeah. just as he began to say, "It's time to eat," or "It's time to eat. Have you eat yet?" Y-E-A-T, actually. "I'm getting a little lunchy," was his other way of letting us know he was hungry. Let's just say our daddy has always had a great appetite, and a journey through Alzheimer's didn't stop that one bit. Do you hear me? Not one. I had the epiphany sitting in this window while listening to Dad of, wow, I am now a full-time caregiver. Now what? Well, fret not. No matter how you find yourself in the role of being a part-time or full-time caregiver, whether locally or long distance, remember these five things. A, to breathe. Please, just breathe. It's going to be okay. B, put a self-care plan in place first, not last, first. C, put a schedule together for both of you so you'll know how your day is going to go. C, put a safety plan in place for your loved one, depending on their needs. And E, seek out support sooner rather than later. Remember, get that S off your chest. You don't need to be nobody's martyr. This goes for new parents, beloveds, grandloves, etc. Why? Because you are now going to be responsible. And I do mean you have the ability to choose how you will respond at every moment and every juncture along this collaborative journey for two lives, yours and theirs. My reflections, find and embrace both the junctures and the joys along this journey. Be at peace with your current season. Trust the divine, trust yourself, trust the journey. My insight, with a little bit of planning, i.e. no one is asking you to be perfect. So please do not, and I do repeat, do not step all the way over into guilting yourself right into an early grave. That won't do you nor your loved one any good. Okay? Now, it is time for our next spotlight moment. Spotlight moment number two is truly dear to my heart. I would like to give a shout out and sing the praises of Michael Verde. That's V as in Victor, E-R, D as in David, E, and his Memory Bridge team. Memory Bridge is the brainchild, yes, pun intended, of Michael Verde as a way to build bridges between people without and people journeying through dementia. This organization's ministry blesses people from all over the world with opportunities to learn how to connect more deeply with their loved ones who are on the journey, as well as offer caregivers a safe and supportive space and place for respite retreat, training, and connecting with others journeying on similar caregiving paths, as well as connecting them with those who provide organizational support for their loved ones on the journey, as well as caregivers who care for them. We learned of a great technique for connecting with our loved ones, which I'll spotlight in a future episode, and I had the opportunity to actually put it into practice. I was blessed to experience the wonders that this technique beholds for both us and those we connected with who were on their dementia journey. So please put down your pudding pops and head on over to check out Memory Bridge. Their website is M-E-M-O-R-Y, B as in boy, R-I, D as in David, G-E.org. I'll leave the link in the show notes. Now, back to our show. Here are my takeaway, tip, tool, and toss. This week's takeaway, call a family meeting ASAP, ASAP, as soon as possible, whichever way you want to say that, so that you know up front what, if any, kind of support you really do have available as you navigate the caregiving journey. Now, be about the business of reaching out to others after you have that information from the meeting who have walked a similar caregiving journey, organizations and support groups, either in person or virtually, to build your own best caregiving support and wellness team. The tip, aim into the direction of creating great memories, memories of fun, laughter, and joy. Make them some shared good days as much as possible. Remember that you are both energy and you feed off each other's energy. So set the tone that you would like to experience with intention and be amazed at how your loved one mirrors you the best they can. Tool, a portable DVD player. Now, our daddy, he loved his 1970s and 80s TV sitcom shows. Remember, he was a sharecropper's son, so he didn't grow up with the TV. He had to listen to his daddy, my grandpa, who enjoyed country music that came on the radio. Ah, so that's where I got my love of country music. Thanks, Grandpa. We laughed a lot watching good old sitcom shows together. I feel, sisters, there's a holiday show marathon coming along soon. The toss for this episode. At least once or twice a week, depending on your schedule and the flow of your day, go for a nature walk with your loved one, especially if they have always been an active person up until their journey began. Lace up your sneakers, then find a flat, level, and safe place for you both to walk, or so that you can push them in a stroller, a walker, a wheelchair, or they may even bring their Cadillac walker, you know, the one they can sit down on when they're tired. The fresh air and the scenery will do you both a world of good. In closing, I'd like to take the time to thank you all, both my seasoned and my new followers, for spending your time with me on today's Joy in the Midst of It All journey. Now, take a moment to tap the button on your favorite podcast streaming platform. That way you can tune in, follow, subscribe, and rate the show. You may have to log into the platform depending on the service you use in order to actually rate the show. I'm still figuring that one out myself. I'll keep you posted. You will also receive updates when a new episode is released. We release an episode every second and fourth Thursday of the month. Okay? Again, my apologies for this one being delayed. Also, go ahead and tag a family caregiver or a few, if you know them, and tell them one thing that you have learned today or from any previous episodes that you believe will support you and maybe them in moving through the caregiving journey more with ease, no matter how or who God has chosen for you to offer your gift of caregiving to. Then blaze a trail on over to my podcast website for the show notes, transcript, and links. And if your heart so leads you, tip me what I like to call a cup of J-O-E, as in a jolt of encouragement and support, over at my Buy Me a Cup of Coffee website link, which is also in the show notes. Now, understand, though, I do prefer tea. I am your host, Amina, and I want you to be blessed and less stressed. Why? Because yours and their lives depend on it. Create a great day.